Drug overdose deaths have spiked during the pandemic, including in prisons, facilities that are supposed to be secure. But neither barbed wire nor X-ray screenings have kept deadly drugs out of our nation's prisons. That's the case in Tennessee, where drug deaths in the state's prisons have jumped eightfold just in the past 2 years. As Samantha Max of member station WPLN reports, that's left inmates, their loved ones, and even prison officials feeling desperate.
A cardboard box at the post office. That's how Judy Fritz's brother-in-law came home. In February, he died of a suspected drug overdose at a private prison in Hartsville, Tennessee.
They did an autopsy. We're waiting on the results from that. And they just pretty much said, you know, that they were sorry for our loss. And that was it.
Fritz says she and her family had been loving her brother-in-law from afar for years. He had cycled in and out of prison, spent some time on the street, and gotten addicted to drugs somewhere along the way. When he was locked up again a few years ago, Fritz was actually a little relieved. At least he would have a warm place to sleep. She thought he would be safe.
I guess I was kind of naive about the way the whole prison worked, and I was thinking if he's in prison, he shouldn't be able to get drugs.
Now Fritz feels guilty, like she should have done more to protect him.
I thought somebody does something wrong and they're in there and that's just the way it is until they pay their crime and then they get out and hopefully don't ever go back. But this whole thing has made me kind of realize that the prison system is broken. It doesn't seem to work.
Until recently, fatal overdoses in Tennessee prisons were rare. There were none in 2017. But in the last 2 years alone, about 70 people have died from drugs. There were even more close calls. Staff administered the overdose reversal drug Narcan almost 900 times. The spike in overdoses follows a national trend, both behind bars and beyond them. But Wanda Bertram from the Prison Policy Initiative says incarcerated people face an especially high risk.
Prisons are very isolating places. And during the pandemic, you've had no in-person visits, so you can't see your family and they can't see you.
Bertram says regular exposure to violence also takes a toll on people's mental health. Plus, it can be hard to get medical care.
You might turn to drugs to self-medicate.
Addiction affects about two-thirds of people in U.S. prisons, according to the National Institute on Drug Abuse. You pair that with the growing presence of fentanyl, and you've got a dangerous situation. That drug can be up to 50 times stronger than heroin. But one of the most proven treatments for addiction is nearly impossible to access in Tennessee prisons. The Department of Correction says just 5 people in its custody are currently receiving medication to curb their cravings. Everyone else is stuck with whatever unregulated substances are sneaked inside.
It's a significant issue that we face each and every day.
That's outgoing Corrections Commissioner Tony Parker testifying before state senators last fall. He said the department is installing body scanners and checking the perimeters for drugs. Local, state, and federal law enforcement are all trying to crack down on smuggling.
But, Chairman, it's an ongoing battle. It's a daily battle to fight these drugs in our facilities.
Several prison employees have been arrested for bringing in contraband in recent years. The State Department of Correction also said in an email that it is working to get more people into treatment, including with medication and a new peer program that teaches people how to help one another through recovery. State-run prisons, however, are just one piece of the puzzle. Overdoses are also spiking in Tennessee's for-profit prisons, which are operated by CoreCivic. The company has its own drug treatment programs and says it has a zero-tolerance policy for contraband. But Jason Carnett says CoreCivic's Trousdale Turner facility was the worst place he could have been sent as someone with a substance use disorder. He was there until last fall, and he says drugs were all around him.
Breaks the monotony, I guess. It's a haven of depression and anger and paranoia, and, you know, it's an escape.
Carnett says he smoked pot for the first time when he was 11. Later, he started stealing his parents' prescription drugs. At 15, he says, he was prescribed painkillers after getting hit by a car. Carnett's addiction kept landing him in jail and prison, and during his latest stint behind bars, he says, he was using drugs just about every day. Carnett says he mostly stayed away from fentanyl. But one day, he says, someone put a packet of it in his hand while he was on the phone.
I get off the phone, I go up to my cell, and I look, I open it up, and it's all almost dissolved because my hands are sweating.
Karnak got lucky. He says one of his friends overdosed that night.
If it wouldn't have dissolved, I probably would have overdosed.
Karnak was released in September and says he's now getting meds to treat his addiction, along with mental health therapy. But he won't forget all the overdoses he saw in prison. The stream of stretchers rolling past his cell, those are seared in his mind.
I was glad I made it out of there.
For Here and Now, I'm Samantha Max.